Was it a very dangerous trial?
Yes, I think mortality, overall mortality was about 10%, which, you know, that's considerable when you think about it. The obstacles were not so much the Indians and the wild animals as the geographical obstacles, such as the mountains and the rivers. Drownings actually constituted the greatest single cause of death on the trail. And accidental discharge of firearms because the emigrants were so careless was another.
But you don't mention Indians at all. As I understand it, Indians were, on the whole, no problem at all.
No, this is absolutely true. The country through which the emigrants moved was inhabited by Indians, all of whom were astonishingly peaceful at the time. The Indians were often very helpful. They would ferry wagons across difficult rivers. They'd point out sources of food and water. And most of the time, they were helpful. When you watch the movies, you see Comanche and Apache and Cheyenne attacks on wagon trains. Well, these never actually happened. Insofar as there were attacks on wagon trains, they tended to be small scale and carried out by Indian tribes whose names are hardly known at all. So straight away there's a conflict between history and the history we get from the movies.